when I went to girls' high school, I wanted to be in the chorus. But I think a few days after I got to girls' high, they had a wanted to take all the freshmen up to a big music room where the chorus did their thing and give us a music test. About a week later, I was called up to the orchestra room. And they had a great orchestra director, Marsha Weisgerber. She said, "Well, what do you play?" I said, "Well, I don't play an instrument. I like to sing." She says, "I can't believe that." She said, "You had the second highest score of all the freshmen. You know, you had a very high score on this music test." She said, "Would you like to play?" I said, "Oh, yeah, I would love that." And she said, "What would you like to play?" I said, "I don't know. I always had affinity for clarinet." "Well, we don't need clarinet." And I said, "Well, maybe cello." "No. How about the string bass?" And I was like 98-pound weakling then, you know, and I was rather petite. And I looked at the bass, you know, I thought, "I don't know." She said, "Well, I think you should try it." I started practicing, and then in a few weeks, I was checking out of all my study halls to go play the bass. I just adored the bass.
And you haven't stopped performing ever since.
Right.
And so you've witnessed the growth of the Atlanta Symphony from almost nothing to its international stature
right now. Right.
Robert Shaw came in and there was a little bit of house cleaning, no?
Even before he started conducting, he wanted to hear everybody in the symphony play individually, you know, really an audition. And he said, "Oh, I just want to get an idea of how people play." Well, I thought, this is serious. And we had 3 weeks' notice. But I told my family, I said, "Listen, we got to put Christmas on hold this year. I've got to practice." And I was practicing 7-8 hours a day.
I didn't know that was physically possible for a bassist, especially a petite bassist.
I did. I mean, you do what you have to do. And I knew that this was very serious. This was a life changer. Because of that audition, 60% of the orchestra was gone in 3 years.
So you have played every season there is to play of this orchestra.
Yes.
Tell me about the instrument that you do play. Basses come in different sizes, and you were able to find one that suited you?
Well, I have one that has a small string length, and it's a fine Italian, old Italian bass.
String length, you mean the length from the bridge, length of the playing string?
Right.
So that's how you measure.
Some basses have, you know, like 40, 41, 42, 43, and
inches?
Mine is about a 40 and a half, which is much easier to, you know, you don't have to stretch because my hands are very small. I've really had to work hard to do what I'm doing.
Yeah, it's such a physical instrument. And you are, may I ask how tall you are?
Well, I'm 4'11". And I was, before I broke a vertebrae and then it compressed and I lost an inch just in the past 6 months.
Uh-huh. Do you feel like you've had to work harder than bigger people to play the same music?
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Another feature of your time with the Atlanta Symphony is that you had a spouse in the orchestra with you.
I was married to Warren Little, who was the principal flautist for years. He was a dream come true because he was this 6'2" flautist that could carry my bass for me.
The truth comes out.
Yes. So before I had dated, like, you know, maybe a tuba player, but he had his big, you know, and I had to carry me on
bass. All right.
Bass,
so you want a big guy with his hands
big
free.
Guy. Yes. Right. So, but.
Any stories on the road?
Well, there was one that happened to me when we were on a European tour. We had to leave the next morning to fly from Vienna to Paris. And they told us to have all of our suitcases out by midnight so they could pick them up. So I was tired. I went to bed earlier that night. My husband sat up and watched TV. So anyway, the next morning I got up and I looked in the closet. The only thing that was there was my purple raincoat and my shoes. He had opened the closet and saw clothes. Oh, she didn't pack everything, and he just didn't think. And so I had to fly just in my little nightie and my raincoat to Paris.
That's a story.
That made the journal before I got back home. So,
looking back over your career, how do you feel about this accomplishment of having played for more than 7 decades in the same institution?
It's been wonderful. I just kept on and on and on, and I lost my husband back in 2002, and I thought about, well, maybe I'll just quit, but I just decided I wanted to keep going. I'd go year by year. They'd give me a contract, and I'd sign it and keep on. So then all of a sudden, it was 70 years.
Well, congratulations. That's an amazing accomplishment.
Thank you so much.